been asked several times over the past couple of years by Bachrim returning from Eretz Yisrael very often and starting to learn halacha seriously, that they've noticed as they start learning halacha how many people seem to violate certain basic halachas. And the question is, so in terms of myself, I can adjust my own behavior and modify it for the halacha. What do I do about all the people that are around me that seem to be violating halachas that I'm learning brand new every single day? So this is the question about a mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah Vayikra Perek Yitas Pasuk Yud Zayin, L'osisna sachicha b'vavecha, hocheach, tochiach, esamisecha, v'losis halav chet. There is a mitzvah of tochicha. So I have a wonderful sefer here called Halichos Bein Adam L'Chaveru. It has a chapter on each of the various elements of relationships Bein Adam L'Chaveru, and he has a beautiful chapter on the mitzvah of tochicha. So I wanted to share with you some of his thoughts. So first of all, right after it says Ocheach Tochiach Samisecha, the next words are V'losis Alav Chet. What does V'losis Alav Chet mean? So Rashi writes on the pasuk, it means that you can't embarrass the person publicly. That even if you're going to be Mochiach a person, tell them they're doing something wrong, you have to be very careful not to do it in an embarrassing way. The Ramban on the pasuk says, no, L'sis Alav Chet means don't shy away from doing this mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to be mochiach people. If you shy away from doing it, then it's going to be an avera on you. Why is it going to be an avera on you? Who said it's your avera? So there is a Gemara in Masech Shabbos from the Dalet Amud Beis where the Mishnah says that the para of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to walk out on Shabbos with a bell on it or something that it wasn't supposed to be wearing on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, well, a para? He owned thousands and thousands of paras. What does it mean, a para of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Gemara says, no, lo shalo haiso, it wasn't his. El shal shchenasa haiso, mitok shalom michabad nikrei shal shemo. It belonged to his neighbor, but he didn't give her tochcha for not observing the halacha properly, and therefore he's blamed for it. It becomes his avera. L'sisa alav chet. If you don't tell somebody when they're doing something wrong, the chet becomes your chet. That's what the Ramban seems to be based on. Some of the achronim suggest that no, l'sisa alav chet just means you have to give the tochcha early enough to prevent the sin. You should try to see when it's coming, see when it's about to happen, and prevent it. Chachamein of Barosho, rather than wait till after it happens. In the Sefer Alichos Bein Adam L'Chaveru, he just points out another possibility that very often if tochacha is done incorrectly, it can cause more sinning rather than less sinning. It's a very volatile kind of thing to try to do. You give tochacha, best case scenario, the person says, thank you so much. I really wanted to do things right. I had no idea that was the halacha. Very often, if you don't know what you're doing when you're giving tochacha, you're going to go and tell somebody you're doing something all wrong. They're going to say, you're just like all the other yeshiva bachrim who, you think you're better than the world, and I'll show you, and it could be that you're going to cause more avers. You're going to cause sinas chinam, and maybe it's not chinam, but you're going to cause sinah, and you're going to cause all sorts of bad things. So that's perhaps the sisa of chet. Now, at the Stechemed suggest the possibility, the quotes machlokas, whether if this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, do you have to find sinners in order to do this mitzvah d'oraisa? Meaning it's mitzvah d'oraisa to be ocheach tochiach. So let's say I'm around a group of tzaddikim like I am, so I never see anybody do anything wrong. So do you have to find a sinner dafka to go be mochiach somebody? So the lashon of the Rambam is instructive. The Rambam says you don't have to go seeking this out. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, haroeh chavero shechata. If you see your friend doing an avera, oh, shahalach b'derech lo tova, we're going in the wrong path. Good, so then you have a mitzvah to be mochiach. It's a situational mitzvah. You have no requirement to create the situation. The Pischi Chuvin, Yardei Kufn and Zayin Sifkatan Hei discusses whether you need to be mevazeh mamon. Do you need to spend money on the mitzvah of being mochiach other people? So he says yesh l'stapik. He says he's not sure whether you need to be mevazeh money for this issue. He says the Levush writes that mishi yesh b'yado limchos ein sarach lo. That you don't have to be mevazeh's money according to the Levush to do this mitzvah. Okay, why is it that we have to be mochiach? What's the basis of, what's the reason for the mitzvah? So Sefer HaChinuch suggests that it relates to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that just like you have to return somebody's lost money, if you're returning somebody's lost Olam Haba, you're returning somebody's lost schar and lost connection to the Ribbono Shel, that's a greater Hashavas Aveda. Just like Avedas Nefesh is a greater level of Hashavas Aveda than Avedas Mamon. If you see a person's about to die and you save his life, not only is it L'Savon L'Adam Re'echa, it's an Indian of Hashavas Aveda according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So too, this is an even higher level of Hashavas Aveda. Saving a person's neshama. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Osi Tes, is different. He says that you have to be a team player. that when your work for a company and you see that your coworkers, you have a way to inspire your coworkers to do better and to get, you know, to give the boss more out of their talents. So a team player tries to not only work well himself, tries to make all the other people work better also, because we want the company to do well. We all have a stake in the company, and we all want the boss to be happy. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, that as team players, as servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want everyone to be serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is in our direct interest that everyone serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. Can you give tocha to a parent? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Kibud Avim, Siman Reish Mem, Sif Yud Aleph, in Yerodeah, Ra Aviv Sha'avar al Divrei Torah. If you see a father violating words of Torah, the halachos, or a mother, Mestama, Lo Yomar Lo, you do not say to him, Avarta al Divrei Torah. You're a sinner, Dad. No, you don't say that. Elo Yomar Lo, Abba, Kasma Torah Kach V'Kach. You want to learn together? Well, sure, what do you want to learn? Well, let's learn Hilchos Shabbos. Let's learn, and you open up a sefer, and you learn together, and you start a chavrusa. That's a and you show him what it says in the Torah, what it says in the halacha. And if the Rav Yashar discusses, what if he still doesn't get it? You hint to him, it says in the Torah. Okay, what are you trying to say? You know, so Rav Yashar said maybe you could say in a softer way, you know, why do we do this and that or something like that. But again, you have to really know the situation. Now, in terms of tocha, like I said, it's a very difficult and challenging thing, because on the one hand, the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tazayin, says, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Tmehani im yesh badara ze mishi kabel tocha. He says, I don't know if they have anyone in our generation, Rabbi Tarfon's time, that knows how to be mekabel tocha properly. And Va'anullah Rabbi Lozman Nazaria, Tmehani im yesh badara ze mishi odea lochiach. I don't know if we have anyone who knows how to give tocha in our generation. But nevertheless, we have to believe that if the Torah gave us a mitzvah, there is a way to do it. So some etzos that the Sefer Halachos Ben Adam LeChaver collected from different Sfarim. So first of all, rule number one, you cannot be mochiach somebody unless you are sure that they're doing an avera. How many times you try to be mochiach, but it says in Mishnah Berurah, but did you know the Aruch HaShulchan says differently, and that there are minhagim of great kihilos that have done differently for generations? So, you know, not always just because you think the one Sefer that you learned happened to have said that this is not appropriate, doesn't necessarily mean it's not appropriate. It's a good idea to first get educated and know for sure that someone is in violation of something before you mochiach them. And this is would be a terrible violation of choshed b'ksherim to be mochiach somebody if you're not sure that they're doing something, that they're actually doing something wrong. Second etza, he says, you cannot, not etza, the second halacha, you can't be mochiach unless you can't be the pot calling the kettle black, right? You can't be someone who does that same avera and telling someone else, you know, you really shouldn't speak lashon hara. How many of us could be mochiach on something like that? How can we be mochiach? We do it all the time. Not only that, Rabbeinu Yonah says this explicitly in Shari Tshuva and Shar Gimel. The Gemara in Babasu, Daf Tezvav, says, Amrechel dechaveru tol kise mi beinei necha, that you first take the splinter out from between your eyes, and the other one says back, tol kura mi beinei necha, you have a beam between your eyes. You tell me to take out this little splinter, you violate the Avera in a much, much grander scale than I violate the Avera. The Gemara in Babasu, Daf Kuv Zayin, says that sometimes the Shomea Tochacha will say to the Mochiach, Keshot Atzmacha Tchila V'Achrikach Keshot Acherim, work on yourself before you go working on other people. The third halacha, when there's no Isser Mefurish B'Torah, if it is an Isser Da'oraisa, but it's not explicit in the Torah, and you know that the person doing it is doing it B'Shogeg, and he's not going to listen to your Tochacha, you do not have to be Mochiachim. If he's doing it b'shogeg, there is a concept of mutav shushogin v'alyu mezidin, but mutav shushogin v'alyu mezidin is only if it's not explicit in the Torah. So let's say a person is mixed dancing, not explicit in the Torah. Doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. And you know that the person doesn't know. The person just grew up in a time where that was acceptable, where all the shuls held such dances or whatever. So you don't go over to Babi. I don't know. That's what it would have to be Bubby and Zaidi's generation to grow up in that time. But you wouldn't go over to them and say, you know, that's really not appropriate, because if they're still going to do it, so mutzav shishogin va'al yom zidin. The fourth halacha in terms of tocha, if a person is doing an avera b'mezid, you have to be mochiach them, because then you don't have mutav shishogin volume zidin, because they are already mezid, so there's no mutav shishogin volume zidin. Fifth halacha, if a lot of people have a certain practice and it's not mefurish in the Torah, it's called as if it's galu lani lo yikablu asatocha. You then don't have to analyze. You can assume they're not going to be mekabel because everyone does it. So if it's not mefurish in the Torah and everyone does it, there's no chiyuv to be mochiach. The sixth halacha is a very tricky one. He quotes that from that if someone is porik ol, the Bir Halacha writes in Tafrei Shches, if someone is completely irreligious, mechal Shabbos b'fresh yochel nevelus la'achis, so then there's no mitzvah to be mochiach, because it's hochiach tochiach samisecha, and he's yatzah mechal amisecha, he's not considered amisecha anymore. However, you have to be careful. Sometimes there are people that are mechal Shabbos that aren't, they don't mean ill by it, they don't know anything. A lot of times people are just completely ignorant. So how to be mochiach them is not to say you're a sinner, you're doing something terrible, but to show them the beauty of Shabbos. I was just being menachem of somebody, and they told me, people are Bali Tshuva, and the woman told me, I asked her, how did you become from, how did your husband become from? So my husband came from because he wrote a letter to Rebbetzin Youngreis years ago explaining to her why she's wrong. Explained to her why everything she says is wrong and that Judaism is a joke and whatever. And he sent the letter, and Rebbetzin Youngreis sent the letter back, come, let's talk, let's meet. So he came like right before Shabbos, where she was staying at a hotel or something. So she said, let's spend a Shabbos together. Come, you'll stay for a Shabbos with my family or whatever it was, and we'll talk after Shabbos. And after the Shabbos, he had no kashas anymore. Just experiencing a Shabbos, the way Shabbos is supposed to be experienced, he had no kashas. So it's not always just by screaming and yelling. So how to be mochiach is a very, very tricky issue. Maybe we could do that tomorrow, next time in halacha. How to be mochiach. Some of the yetzes, how to be mochiach, because we're ready out of time.